Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you here tonight on the Blog Talk. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. And I'm excited about giving God 1,000 thank yous. Some years ago, God gave this idea to us, and we've been bringing it to the nations everywhere. I was wondering if we could get you to stop. I know we have over 100 million different listeners, and if we can get you to give God 20 minutes of your time. What for? To give him 1,000 thank yous. Had a lady the other day, I believe it was Ambassador Patricia Stern from North Chicago. She gave a testimony that she became a part of this, and the last week or a week before sometime, she just got so excited about Jesus. She took about 2.5 hours or 3 hours that day out of her schedule and gave God 10,000 thank yous. See, it only takes about 20 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. And she gave God about 10,000 thank yous. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was about 3 hours she gave to God. And as much time as he gives to you, wouldn't it be befitting for you to take out some time for him? Makes, you know, it makes a difference. He loves you so much that he does things for you all the time. I think I keep giving that example of how your heart beat probably at least 1,000 times last night while you weren't even aware of your heart beating. He let it beat. And not only that, he let you breathe over probably 1,000 times. Yeah, just last night. And he deserves at least 1,000 thank yous. I didn't know about this until I was on my way from Florida back to Texas at the time. And God had been so good. I said, Lord, I want to thank you. If I could, I said, I would thank you 1,000 times. I didn't know what I was saying. Until I let my seat back and began to try to go to sleep, and the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? I thanked him that night 1,000 times, and since then I've been thanking him at least 1,000, way more than that. The other day, the Lord led me to try to figure out how many thank yous we have sent up on this prayer line. I believe it was the Lord. I looked up numbering, and God commanded Moses to number the children of Israel. He commanded them to number the children of Israel. And I kept looking stuff up, and then I found out that when God commanded him to do it, it was all right. And then David, on his own, numbered the children of Israel, and God was angry because David did it to show his might and to show how they were so strong. And God got angry about it and let them lose the battle. But when God commanded Moses to do it, it was all right. And I believe the Holy Ghost led me to lead the people the other night on the prayer line, or God line, I think it was the prayer line, and seeing how many praises had been sent up unto him, not to glorify me or to make me look strong, but he did it so that people would realize how much timber they were sending up to the Lord. Now, wisdom is power. In many instances, in many cases, is power. He wanted them to realize what a blessing they were being to the kingdom of God. I began to ask questions. I began to say, well, why would the devil want us to realize what a blessing we were being to the kingdom of God? He wouldn't. I traced his history back. He was the one who was trying to keep people from worshiping the Lord and offering any type of power, because, see, this empowers. When you thank God 1,000 times, it empowers God, not the devil, not me, not anybody on this line, but God. And the enemy didn't want God to be empowered or God to see how people loved him. who we want the people, who we want God not to see how much people love him, to thank him 1,000 times. Nobody but the devil. He wouldn't want people to even seem like they love God. And I'm going to drop something heavy on you that the Holy Ghost dropped on me. Amen. Somebody's foot around on the prayer line making noise, so that lets me know that I'm on track. God wants you to hear this. Amen. I'm going to drop this on you, and it will fit into what we just heard on the prayer line, on this blog line. What did the enemy use in heaven to convince 1/3 of the heavenly host to stop praising God and praise the devil? Let me drop it on you. Get ready. God showed me that the enemy used in heaven. Now, in heaven, this is what's so mind-blowing. Are you ready? What did the enemy use in heaven to stop the praise in heaven by many people? I'm going to tell you, get ready, this is heavy. He used witchcraft. I said the devil used witchcraft in heaven. Now, if I would make a bold statement like that, you ought to be able to say, prove it. I will prove it. You have to understand what witchcraft is. Witchcraft is the ability of someone or some power being able to influence a person's mind. See, that's what witchcraft is. They influence your mind. And what happened in heaven? How could the enemy get 1/3 of the heavenly host to stop praising God and follow him and do it so explicitly that 1/3 of the heavenly host who was in heaven would follow Satan and get put out of heaven and fall to earth? That's the history. Look at chapter 12 of Revelations. How can that happen? How can he get control of their minds? Witchcraft. The devil used witchcraft on them, controlling their minds, influencing their minds, and did it so explicitly that they stopped praising God in heaven. Well, you say, well, how could that happen in heaven? Well, you remember that there was a war? Do you remember? I'm walking in the Bible. Do you remember that there was a war in heaven? And God sent the angels to fight Satan? Raphael and all them whipped Satan so bad, they kicked him out. Boom! Out of heaven. But he was using witchcraft, and he will use witchcraft in heaven. What do you think he's going to use down here explicitly? You have to understand witchcraft is controlling the minds. And the devil is not using that old-style witchcraft nowadays where a witch wears a tall black hat to a point on the top, like a clown, or he wears, the devil is wearing a black cape or using incantations or whatever you call them. I'm not familiar with that stuff too much. But he used all those spells he tries to cast. No. He's got a modern way of doing it nowadays. And I don't have time to get into all that. But I could. But I want you to see that he's using witchcraft on the mind of the people down here to get you not to want to praise God. Why? Why would God not want you to give him 1,000 thank yous? Why would the who would want you to try to pick that apart and try to pull it down? Nobody but the devil. Nobody but the devil. The devil would want to try to pull it down. Don't want you to get involved with it, don't want you to embrace it. Why? Who would tell you, oh, you don't have to give all that praise, all those thank yous to God? That's silly. Who would say that? God? No, God wouldn't say that. That's the devil speaking to you. There are only two voices that can speak to man, only two entities that you find in Genesis 2 and 9, only two entities. The tree of good and evil. There are only two entities, good and evil. And the one who is evil would say that to you, not the one that's good. Amen. So get ready to give God a thousand thank yous. I want to challenge you to embrace it. Amen. Don't let the devil do to you what he's been doing to people for ages, for eras. He makes people jealous of anybody who has success in order to divide and conquer. He wants to divide you away from what's going on. He doesn't want you to embrace it. Why? Because God stands when you embrace goodness. For together we stand, and divided we fall. The enemy uses his tactics to try to take a crap mentality to pull down anybody who's trying to do something for the Lord, because he doesn't like it, and he knows that his best way to do it is to get a hold of God's people and put them against each other. That's why they've been standing against each other for ages and centuries. That's why we had wars, religious wars and things like that, because the devil has been trying to divide and conquer. I ask you, if you would, get behind us on this and take it to your church, amen, and have people thanking God a thousand times. Guess what? You're going to have some opposition there because the devil doesn't want it to happen. Take it to your community. You may not have as much opposition there. And take it to your city, amen, to your state, to people around you that will forgive. But my sister got a hold of a prayer, noonday prayer at her job at TWA. And over 100 people came together to pray. Let me tell you something. God wants this, and he's behind it. And the reason why it's grown so rapidly is because God is behind it. We started with three people. I'm sorry. Let me see if Ambassador Hagen is on here. Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line yet? If you are, open up a few lines so we can hear people. All right, she'll be here later. But we started with three people, and we've gone from three people all the way to over 100 million different listeners, 100 million. Amen. And I got to figure that up. Amen, 100 million different listeners. Are you there?
Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes, sir. The lines are open.
Thank God. Give me a station identification of people, of what we have on the line, and I want to show you something. Amen. Good evening, amazing grace. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. God bless. We just honor the presence of the Lord. We are here, and we thank God for our teacher and national ambassador, and we're broadcasting live from the DVJ Network, that is Dr. Bernard Johnson Network, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. We've been heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? More than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We've been heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico. Oh, my.
I guess we lost her, but she got something major here. She said we got over 100 million different listeners. That's not our stats. That's the stats of the log line. Amen. Who gave us those stats. Amen. Now, I the other day, the Lord led me to have the people to figure out how many praises have gone up on this blog line over the years. And he did it because God was saying, I want the people to realize how important what they're doing is. I said, how important what they're doing is. He was saying that you are sending up praise, and it's extremely, extremely important that you get behind us and give God a thousand thank yous. Amen. We took the low side of that 100 million, and we said, let's say not 100 million people are taking time to give God a thousand thank yous a night. When we said, let's take 3 million of the 100 million. That's the low side, the very, very, very low side. 3 million out of the 100 million are taking time to give God a thousand thank yous. You know how many thank yous that is a night? That means that 3 million people thanking God 1,000 times is over 3 billion praises a night going up to God. They're not going up to me. They're not going up to you. They're not going up to Dr. Hagen. Not going up to Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. No. They're not going up to Ambassador Stern. They're not going up to Ambassador Hodges or Ambassador Stith. Ambassador, all these ambassadors, it's not going up to them. It's going up to God. But 3 million out of this 100 million, we are taking the low side, that would take time to give God 1,000 thank yous. 3 million times 100 times 1,000 thank yous a night. 3 million, just 3 million. That's not the 100 million. I hope you get what I'm saying. It's not the 100 million listeners, no. It's just 3 million that we're saying on the low side that would take time to give God 1,000 praises. And 3 million times 1,000 praises per night is 3 billion praises that are going up per night. And then you have to multiply times how many nights we've been doing that in 2015 alone. 365 nights. We did it every night of the year. So 365 times 3 billion praises a night, 365 nights times 3 billion praises, is 1 trillion, about 95 billion. In other words, over a trillion praises went up during the year of 2015. Over a trillion praises. I'm not talking about 1,000. I'm not talking about 100,000. I'm not talking about a million. I'm not talking about 100 million. I'm not talking about 800 million. I'm talking about I'm not talking about a billion, which is 1,000 million praises. I'm talking about a trillion, which is 1,000 billion praises. Amen. That's what was sent up through the First Fruits Ministries, the blog line, through the prayer line, through the youth prayer line last year, through 2015, And that was for 1 year. We've been doing this 8 years. And so if we sent up a trillion, over a trillion praises last year, that means that through the years we sent up well over, because I'm on the low side, 3 million people sending up 1,000 thank yous. We sent up well over 8 trillion, because this is 8 years we've been doing this, 8 trillion praises. Now, why is this important? Because the devil doesn't want you to know what you're doing for the Lord. The devil does not want you to know what you're doing for the Lord, because he's scared if you find out what you're doing for the Lord, you may do more for the Lord. And it's already causing havoc. It's already attacking his kingdom. It's already destroying millions of demons. And it's already coming against what the enemy is doing. He doesn't want you to realize how strong praise is for the Lord. That's why he attacked it in heaven, because it was so strong until he wanted to stop it everywhere. And he convinced one third of the heavenly host through witchcraft to stop praising God. Don't let the devil get a hold of your mind. That's where he starts first, to keep you from praising God. But over the years, over 8 years, you have helped send up and lead the world. You're helping to lead the world. You're helping to lead the world. You're helping to lead the world into praising God. Because the more you praise him, the more he'll inhabit the praises of his people, and he'll want to be there. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. We're not projecting anything, any ego trip. No. We're trying to show you how important it is that you keep praising the Lord, that you keep sending up praise unto the kingdom. Because over that last 8 years, over 8 trillion praises have gone up to God. Amen and amen. I just had to lead you into that. I had somebody tell me that they can't receive that. Yes, they can. Because the enemy doesn't want them to receive it. And the Holy Ghost is working on you to help you get it. He's working on you to help you receive it. He's working on you to help you get that. Why? Because it's so extremely important that the people of God realize what they're doing to the enemy's camp. Amen. And the more you praise him, the more he's going to bless you. Amen and amen Amen. God bless you. That's what I wanted to give you all tonight. Let's let you make a request of the Lord about what you need from him. This is a request you want to make. And when you make this request, I'm going to come back and ask God to do it with you. Because the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that ye shall ask, it shall be done of the Father. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and make your request of the Lord. And then we'll come back and pray for you. And then after that, we're going to thank him 1,000 times. We got time. All right. Take about a minute. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these precious people. If they make their request unto you, Lord, I'm asking you, would you remember the 8 trillion praises? I just want to ask you, if you remember the 8 trillion praises that we tried to send up to you. And Lord, bless these people. Give them their heart's desires in the name of Jesus. I'm making my request unto you right now as I'm speaking to them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Do it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. And God grant these requests in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Let's thank him. Those who, few people have their lives open, join us, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this. We believe it by faith. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
People join us.
Thank you.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing virtue.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For healing cancer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're healing even now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We praise you,
we appreciate you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Glory
to
God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Glory
to
God, thank you, Jesus.
The United Kingdom.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You hear us when we call.
Thank you. Glory. Thank you. Ah, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh,
hey, God, hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been there all the way. We praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. And our hearts say thank you. Our minds say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you made a way. I know you. Out of no way. Oh, God, we appreciate everything you've done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the love of God in our hearts. Thank you. God, you made a way. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name, God. Bless your holy name. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, God. We love you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ha! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, Saint Peppers. Amen. If we can't open up the other lines, amen. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the day.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You for the anointing. In the name
thank
of Jesus. Amen. Those who have lines open, come on, help us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open your mouth up. We'll talk about them while they
go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, hey, mama, mama, mama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you've been so good, so good, so good, so very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for being good. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Thank you. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. And God bless all of you tonight. We're out of time.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. We're just out of time. Amen. We've been here since 9 o'clock. It's 9:39 now. And God bless you, all you who have come with us. And we plan to be back tomorrow if the Lord says the same. And give him glory and adoration and praise. Won't you join us? Get somebody from your community to help you. Thank him 1,000 times. Some people were thanking 2,000, some 5,000, some 10,000 times a day. Give him his due benevolence, his just due, all over the world. Because for centuries, the enemy has kept people from giving God the praise. Because he's jealous of God. He didn't want him to get what he can get. And let me tell you, these trillions of praises that have gone up last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that, and keep on going back. Amen. Over 8 trillion praises. Get that word out. Amen. Because the enemy, if somebody shot somebody, now the devil saying, tell it everywhere. But as soon as someone unravels that about 8 trillion, not billion, but trillion praises that have gone up to the Lord over these 8 or 9 years, the devil said, no. We don't want to tell that. That didn't happen. Who you think is saying that? I showed you how it came to pass and how you can figure out it happened. Don't let the devil keep God's praise back and keep God's or the things that are being done for the Lord are being done for the Lord. Don't let the enemy keep you from holding your peace because you're disobeying the Bible. For Psalms 105:1, and 2 says, make known his deeds among the people. It says that. Read it for yourself. Psalms 105:1-2. Verse 2 says, speak of his wondrous, or talk of his wondrous works. Talk about it. Talk about what God is doing. Because the devil doesn't want you to talk about it because he doesn't want you to realize or share with anybody who's a child of God about what's happening here on first fruits, because it shows him up. It shows him not to have the power, but the Lord to have the power. Talk about it. Amen. And see what the Lord does for you. He'll bless you because he's trying to get his people to realize even more how powerful they are when they send up praise unto God. That the power of God is energized even more when they send up praise. Let me drop this on you. I'll be mentioning this several times. Do you know another reason why the enemy doesn't want you to, when you're on the back line, he doesn't want you to praise him out loud. He doesn't want you to go out and like Ambassador-elect Hendricks. He doesn't want you to praise him like that. Why? Because it takes away his power. It takes away the devil's power. Yeah. And see, let me drop this on you, that even Jesus, when he was on this earth, the devil tried to minimize his power. Go with me to his own hometown. The Bible says that no great works could be done in Jesus' own hometown. Why? Let me just put it like this, because the enemy was using witchcraft on the people. He was trying to control or influence the minds of the people in the city, the hometown of Jesus. And he had them talking about, oh, that's just Mary's boy. That's Joseph's boy. They had a baby out of wedlock. You know he couldn't be. God ain't on him. God can't be using him. And they came against Jesus with witchcraft in the minds of the people, not in Jesus' mind, but in the minds of the people, talking against him. And the Bible says no great works could be done in his hometown. So he's trying to work on your mind to keep you from opening your mouth. You're on the prayer line. The devil told you, sit there. Who you think said, sit there? Who you think said, don't open your mouth? Did God say that? That's how you find out whether God is speaking or not. You ask questions. Did God tell you not to do that? No, God didn't say that. It was the devil. Don't let him control your mind. Because if he gets your mind, he'll get your heart. If it's your heart, he'll get your body. If he gets all that, he'll make you go to hell. Don't let the devil start controlling your mind. Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. God bless all of y'all. Amen. I'm going to open up the line for anybody who has a comment. Amen. If you have any word of encouragement or whatever you want to say, the line is open to you. Anybody? Speak out right now. The line is open to you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Anybody want to say anything? Open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you.
It's a
all right, come on, come on. All right, come
I
on.
I just said, God, bro. Thank God for you allowed me to go to the revival every night so far, and I thank and praise him for it. And I pray I continue to make the next 3 nights because it's been a blessing.
Thank you, God. Bless you.
Revival.
God bless you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else want to say something? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. God bless these people. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In the city, bless them in the field. Receive these things. I receive them. Bless their home. Bless their family. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Bless everything they're doing and how they are standing for thee. Bless them, Lord.
I receive it.
And bless in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, by the enemy who comes against them. And let the blessing of the Lord be released over their family. And be released in him. In the name of Jesus. We praise you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I loose on you. That you shall not allow the enemy to keep you quiet any longer. And when the praises of God are going up, that your praise will be added in there to receive the blessings of the Lord, that you will praise him, and you will not sit back and not release the praises unto God in the name of Jesus. And you will be the one to offer up the most praise unto God as you lead people across the world into praising God. In Jesus' name, I lift this up on you. Thank God. Amen. Wonderful night. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Yeah. Lord, have a wonderful night. Hmm.